Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Hour number two already. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. President Trump right now, he's in Japan. He talked to the prime minister. They signed a critical minerals deal. Really a great relationship forming there. That's awesome. Everywhere Trump goes, he's making friends. He is creating business opportunities for both countries, and this is a great thing. Yet, still, here in the U.S., you've still got these bozos that want to refer to Trump as some kind of Hitler. Now, this started back in, I think maybe as back as far as like 2015 or 16, when he first announced he wanted to run. But then, it kind of picked up some momentum for a while, and then they began to back off, maybe just a bit. Now it feels like it's kind of back. Yeah. Then I see this article. MSNBC host Nicole Wallace said on Monday, listen to this. She doesn't believe any Democrat has compared President Trump to German dictator Adolf Hitler. She doesn't believe any
what?
Democrat has. Yes.
Does she watch the news?
She's on MSNBC.
They do it all the time.
Right.
How do you even say something like that and think there's any credibility to what you're saying? Are they trying to rewrite their own history?
I mean, just J.B. Pritzker, he's openly said, look, coming in, jackbooted thugs. He said Nazi enforcers during World War II. And Pritzker is Jewish. He emphasized he does not make such comparisons lightly. So he's admitting he's making the comparison.
Sure.
And he doesn't take it lightly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unstinking real. That's just crazy.
Yeah. Wallace added that equating Trump to Hitler is not a partisan analysis. What? Yeah. She praised Pritzker for articulating a thoughtful argument about the troubling historical similarities between Trump's America and Nazi Germany. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, there's a couple of things here that I have to point out. And one of them is, they use, for example, Hitler's rise to power was the greatest example ever of the power of propaganda.
Okay.
In the modern era, who has the power of propaganda?
Well, who runs the media?
Well, 90% of the media, at least, we know, is left-leaning, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Left-leaning, at least 90%. And there's all kinds of studies and things that you can go through and look, but that's the truth. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has had the power of propaganda,
yes,
it has absolutely been the left.
Oh, yeah.
And then another key thing that Hitler did that put, everybody kind of at a disadvantage when people came banging on their door, and that was he took everybody's guns away.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was for a matter of public safety.
We've heard that before.
Who's attacking our Second Amendment rights?
The left.
The left is, constantly. It never ends. It's like rust. It never sleeps.
They call it a health crisis.
Oh, yeah. Your doctor will say, hey, you know, do you have guns in the home? Like, I've got guns in your office, pal. And so where do they come up with these comparisons? An authoritarian? Wait a second. Who was acting authoritarian when under the Biden folks, they teamed up with social media to censor anybody who didn't agree with all the COVID-19 stuff, for instance? They teamed up with social media when stuff was coming out about Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember that?
Yep.
The FBI said, yeah, there's going to be some Russian disinformation coming down the pike. It's going to hit any day now. Oh, there it is. There it is.
So obvious.
You want to talk about authoritarianism. You know, what about an FBI that specifically is making up stuff about a candidate and then a president to undermine him? She said, this Nicole Wallace.
Amazing.
You put sort of the intellectual architecture behind the parallels that involve all of us. And you've talked about, the first thing you said was people being asked for their papers. American citizens being asked to show up with paper, street vendors being asked to produce passports, rounding people up, and good people looking the other way thinking, that's not about me. You know, I'm a citizen. But who do they go after next?
Oh, my goodness.
There's a difference between being a citizen and being protected from 4 years of the Biden administration allowing everyone to come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they use the check your papers thing as a parallel.
Wow.
But there is no parallel there. They were putting Jews on trains and sending them to be exterminated.
Yeah.
Trump puts them on planes. They fly in the luxury of aircraft back to their home country or some other country that's willing to take them.
And do you call a guy Hitler who's loved by the Israeli people? Come on. Really? I think they would know a Hitler if they saw one.
Now Pritzker eventually did push back a little bit, drawing a distinct line between historical parallels in policy and comparing Trump to Hitler directly. He said, quote, I haven't suggested Donald Trump is Hitler. And she said, Nicole Wall says, well, I don't think any Democrat has, and I actually think it's a smear that they project back onto critics.
Oh, my goodness.
But J.D. Vance called Donald Trump cultural hero, as in hero. Mm-hmm. He called him America's Hitler. I mean, the attacks on Donald Trump as a fascist came from three generals who worked for him. Yeah, we know this. But I just thought it was interesting that I've never heard any Democrat refer to Trump as a Hitler. No, they use that maybe somewhat selectively, but when you keep drumming in Nazi and fascist and things like that, you know what you're doing. You know that the parallel that you're trying to draw, you know exactly what you're headed for. But just remember that. Just remember that propaganda is what helped Hitler rise to power. And if anybody controls the media, it is the left. It has been the left for a long time now.
Yep.
So that's an absolute fact. And those who want to take guns away, like Hitler did in Germany in, what, late 1930s, 39, I think it was, if anybody wants to take your weapons away, that's always the left and the Democrats. So there's your parallels.
Yeah.
If you're looking for parallels.
Real ones.
Those are the strong ones. Yeah, authoritarian. I love it. And then you can throw in, just for good measure, Karl Marx and what he said. He goes, you've got to call people what you are. That's what you do. You call people what you are. That's exactly what the left has been doing now for quite some time. All right. But it doesn't seem like it's been a very successful formula as of late.
Not so much. I think the president's winning.
And he proves himself every day, day in and day out. He's won and earned the respect of those around the world. And not just respect for him, but respect for our country.
Yes.
And that's what we all want or should want.
That's his goal.
Absolutely. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your turn is next. Call in now. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So don't be one of those. But call in. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's 7:21. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, and hopefully feel better. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pete. What's bugging you?
It has become customary in a lot of football stadiums to have the coach for both teams escorted onto the field by law enforcement officers from their own jurisdiction, whether it's a state trooper, highway patrolman, whatever. And I don't see anything wrong with it. It's a nice tradition, and the guy's a millionaire, so let's keep him safe. Good idea. But what's bugging me is something I saw this weekend at one of the games. The coach was walking out on the field, and behind him was a law enforcement officer carrying gym bags. It seems to me if you're supposed to be protecting a celebrity, you should probably have both hands free and you're totally focused on your job and let some flunky carry the gym bags. Thank you, Bob.
Well said and very accurate. My cousin, who was Secret Service at the time, was asked by then First Lady Barbara Bush to carry her bag in.
Really?
And he said, respectfully, ma'am, I cannot do that.
Wow.
Yeah, can you imagine that?
Well, it's kind of that contrast.
You'd think she'd know better.
Yeah,
but
she should have. Sometimes there's a little highfalutin mentality going on there. I love the contrast of the one, if you remember a few years back, the one of Obama giving a speech in the rain, and there's a Marine holding an umbrella for him. You don't see Donald Trump having somebody hold an umbrella. He does it himself. It's like, come on.
Hey, I've got a bug.
What you got?
I do the CPAP machine because I obviously have a sleep apnea, which has gotten a little bit better, but still. So apparently there's a co-payment that I have to make to my insurance, which wasn't there a couple of years ago, but anyway, $19 or whatever a month. But these companies want to keep sending you the stuff, and like a new air hose and new this and new that, and things you didn't ask for, and then they bill you for it. Like the last one was $90, and this came after I had spoke on the phone for about an hour and 15 minutes of my time it took to tell them, do not send my stuff. Oh, you're on automatic, whatever. I don't want to be on automatic.
Right.
I only want you to send me stuff when I call you. And it's like they don't get the memo. And I even sent a bunch of stuff back to them untouched.
Good.
And they won't, no, they won't even recognize that. Like, I have to look for the registered way or whatever to you know, to show proof. I mean, it is aggravating.
It would make you want to go, I can't pay you for something. I don't think I got that.
Well, exactly. But that doesn't matter. They just turn it over to collections. They keep calling.
That's irritating.
It is very, very irritating. It's like, now I know why that timeshare guy is so busy. You know, I need a CPAP guy that I can go to, and he can get me out of whatever that contractual baloney is. I said, no more. Don't send me any more.
See, so much of that. So this is why I think, since we're going down that road, just the whole insurance thing in general. Mm-hmm. Deal, I see my mom have, and she likes the plans that she's on, but just the hours of time trying to get appointments, appointments, get... I mean, it's just so stinking frustrating.
It's like I'm
going to have a real person half the time.
I'm going to have to retire just to deal with the goofballs on the phone.
Yeah, you can't work and do that.
It is.
It is frustrating.
It's out of control.
Yep.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Sounds like you have a lot of time devoted to the phones there. I suffer with you. What's bugging me is I've brought individuals over from Ukraine, Russia, Thailand, and Philippines, and always through the proper methods. It's always at least a half inch of paperwork, a lot of fees, a lot of photographs, a lot of meetings and appointments. So what's bugging me is... I just have zero tolerance. If you're here and doing cutsies in the line in America, sorry, we're going to show you the exit politely, hopefully without the $1,000. I mean, I just have a different opinion of it.
Oh, yeah, because you've been in the process. You've helped some people to come legally, and it's very frustrating. Yeah, cutsies is a nice way to put it.
That was nice. Yeah.
Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, it's kind of a suggestion, is writing a certified letter with a return receipt. It's going to cost you like $10.44 to send a stupid letter certified now because of the postage rates. But send them a letter saying, cease and desist this automatic thing. This is a certified letter. This is notification that I will not be paying for anything else that you're sending without me calling first.
There you go.
Yeah, that's I hopefully that could provide a solution, and I thank you for that information. And you know, just think about it, the hoops that you have to jump through to get them to stop pushing stuff on you and billing you for it. You imagine? I mean, what if Walmart just started sending you stuff and they go, "Yeah, and here's the bill." And it's like, "I didn't order this." Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you signed up for something.
You signed up for something and here it is.
Here it is. Yeah. That is frustrating.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's you know what my dad would call it?
What?
A racket.
Oh, yeah, it is.
That's what my dad would call a racket.
He's right.
He'd say,
"Yeah,
that's a racket."
Mm-hmm.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot to talk about, including an update on Hurricane Melissa. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hate to say it like this, but the trash talking.
Yeah.
The island of Jamaica is about to be trashed.
Oh, that's awful.
Unfortunately, it's sad. Yeah. 7:34 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Look, we're trying to make the best of this day, but prayers have to go out for the people in Jamaica. Thanks to our friends at Radiant Credit Union, got a tropical weather update. Sustained winds are still at about 175 miles an hour. This Cat 5 barreling down on Jamaica. They're going to start to feel some of these awful winds at sunrise. So any time now, they're going to really start to feel the effects. And then they figure landfall approximately noon-ish. This thing is moving at 5 miles an hour. That's not good. You want it to speed up and get on out of there quickly. This is not a good scenario for those folks at all. In fact, believed to be the most powerful hurricane that has ever hit, at least according to the any records kept in the modern era, going all the way back to 1851. So, yeah, they are about to get hit very, very hard. Any kind of, threat to us? No. The only thing you might see, once again, you'll see some rip currents and stuff like that and some tidal action. Probably southeast Florida coast is very possible. But this thing is extremely powerful right now. And feel for those people that live on an island to begin with. Mm. Hey, a man, St. Paul, Minnesota, accused of posting a TikTok video offering to pay a bounty for the murder of U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Wow. The suspect, identified as Tyler Maxson Avalos, allegedly posted an image of Bondi with the caption that read, "Wanted, Pam Bondi, reward, $45,000 dead or alive." And then it even says in there, in parentheses, "preferably dead."
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. An image of the alleged post appears to have a sniper scope dot on the photo of Bondi. The Fox article said the suspect is also accused of writing, "Cough, cough, when they don't serve us, then what?" A federal investigation was launched once another TikTok user flagged the post. Officials arrested the suspect at an apartment building on Thursday, now faces federal charges in the case. They said Avalos has a long criminal history that includes convictions for stalking and domestic violence. Ooh. So he wasn't just one of those little keyboard warriors. Mm-mm. This guy was dangerous. His TikTok account, investigators noted, also featured anarchist symbols, links to anti-government literature. His profile also brandished a link, an anarchist FAQ book. And, this is not good. And Bondi recently revealed crime statistics showing efforts have yielded significant results going after these kinds of people. She also gave a warning to Democrat leaders who have threatened Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers enforcing deportation laws. The coordinated federal pushback is a response to the massive resistance from Democrats to the enforced deportation of millions of illegal migrants, she said. Yeah, this they're dangerous people, and the rhetoric, of course, is out of control. And just think about that. You're putting a person's life in peril.
Right.
And you know it. Mm-hmm. And you don't care. And you know there's others that think the same way.
People have become so callous with all the rhetoric in society the last few years.
Well, here, let's add some sanity to the equation. Let's see. What does AOC say?
Wow. Oh, did you say insanity?
No. No, but okay, I was being maybe a bit... facetious.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Joined the New York mayoral nominee Zohran Mamdani at a weekend rally in Queens, evoking city's immigrant roots, calling supporters to reject claims that their movement is crazy or outlandish. You know, when people have to come out and say, we're not crazy, a lot of times,
you're crazy.
No, I just want to let you know, I'm not crazy. Okay.
We think they protest too much.
AOC, longtime ally of Mamdani, took the stage Sunday to rally voters ahead of next month's general election, framing New York City's diversity and resilience as a foundation for the progressive movement's platform. This city was built by the Irish escaping famine, Italians fleeing fascism, Jews escaping the Holocaust, Black Americans fleeing slavery and Jim Crow, Latinos seeking a better life, Native people standing for themselves, Asian Americans coming together in Queens, in Brooklyn, in the Bronx, in Manhattan, in Staten Island, in this country, in a vision to build the freest, toughest, and greatest city on earth. Well, you know, if you're heavily taxed, that can infringe upon your freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a tough one right there.
So all these nice little socialist freebie programs, how do they get paid for, Bob?
Well, generally, that would be taxpayer money.
Yeah.
But with Mamdani, he might be like the David Copperfield of politicians, because he thinks magic dust is going to pay for it, because he hasn't really talked about raising taxes. And when he is questioned about it, he said, you know, you can't raise taxes without the governor, Hochul, who has said she absolutely will not raise taxes.
Right.
How are you going to pay for this stuff? Oh, we've got methods, and we'll do this and we'll do that. He never can answer the question, because there isn't.
But she's endorsed
an answer.
Him. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a problem.
Democrat Party leadership has shifted in response to the growing influence of figures like AOC and Mamdani. On Friday, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries formally endorsed Mamdani after months of internal division in the party, writing that Mamdani had explicitly committed to being a mayor for all New Yorkers. The endorsement came months after Senator Bernie Sanders backed Mamdani, calling it the best choice for New York City mayor and praising his grassroots movement fueled by everyday people. And they're both socialist Democrats.
Unreal.
I mean, they openly admit it. Bernie Sanders and this guy Mamdani. And are you telling me the people, I guess not enough people in New York, maybe understand that concept? And really, maybe they don't. In her speech, AOC urged voters to stay firm in their convictions, saying, we must remember, in a time such as this, we are not the crazy ones, New York City. We are not the outlandish ones, New York City. They want us to think we are crazy. We are sane. That to me, I mean, that's the clincher right there.
Yeah.
And the things that they propose are insane. From a fiduciary standpoint, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Lars from Mars, good morning.
You know, Bob, in the past, Democrats' administrations have no problem in trying to claw back money from people who have moved out of their area. You know, it's happened before. I'm proposing that in the near future, if this guy wins, the New York's official policy, New York City's official policy is going to be you can leave, but your money can't. Have a great day.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
California tried that garbage? I mean, come on.
Yeah,
how do you think you can do that?
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they would do if they could.
Yeah.
And I know there's something in action that is, I believe, attempting to do just that.
Isn't that a crazy thing, too?
Yes, it is. Again, you can't, you know, I love how these people like AOC talk about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
That's not freedom. Oh, yeah, you can leave, but you can't take your wealth with you?
Right.
I mean, that's insane.
We're going to somehow tax you some more? No, I'm leaving you. Leave me alone.
Oh, speaking of, since we're on AOC, let's just, this will be an easy transition.
Okay.
Gavin Newsom.
Okay.
Adam Carolla, you know, comedian
and
conservative talker. I mean, this is funny. Newsom apparently was, here it is. He claimed he had a hard childhood. He grew up hustling. and was out there kind of raising himself, you know, as if he had this hard scrabble, poverty stricken, you know, hard scrapple life like Joe Biden. Remember? And his turned out to be a bunch of baloney, too.
It was, yeah.
Yeah. Kraft macaroni and cheese. That's how I grew up, bro.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Adam Carolla really took the wind out of Newsom's sails. So you had a tough childhood. You had to raise yourself. You had to live on macaroni and cheese. He said, Adam Carolla said, you should know that his dad was lead counsel for Getty Oil.
Wow.
Getty Oil, an attorney, lead counsel for Getty Oil.
I think they probably did fine.
Getty is like the richest family in the country, maybe in the world. His dad was a judge and a lawyer, and the Gettys were close family friends. And when he started his winery at 25, he got money from the Getty family. You know, just like you and I did when we were 25. The truth is, Gavin Newsom grew up in ritzy Marin County, and he went to high school, had a where the median income of $135,000, that's 60% higher than the average U.S. household nationally. So, in Newsom.
Unreal.
Dad had a high position at Getty Oil. Oh, and I found out that after he retired, he still represented them in some financial concerns, like an advisory
role. So the money was still coming in.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Gavin Newsom. You had it so tough, man.
Oh, yeah. Macaroni and cheese. Didn't even add water. Yes.
That's fake. You know, this whole fake, like you're trying to get street cred, man.
Yes.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're going to make it an awesome day, indeed, my friends. It is 7:52, 8 minutes until 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And what are we on? Government shutdown day 28.
Wow. Going for a record here soon.
And let's see, who is for keeping the government shut down? Well, one of the big unions, American Federation of Government Employees, they don't want the government to continue to be shut down.
No, they'd like to work and get paid.
And they, Democrats, have had a fruitful relationship with that union.
Think that pressure will help a little, maybe? I don't know.
Wait, here's another one.
Yeah.
The pilot union, they call for passage of a clean CR to reopen government.
Oh, you mean the kind of thing that they've the Democrats have refused to sign, like refused to sign now, but yet in the past they've signed it, what, 7 or 8 or 9 times?
Oh,
just
yeah,
to keep things going.
Yeah,
all of a sudden they don't like it because they want more money for immigrants.
It's so bad.
How bad is it?
Even a chaplain of the U.S. Senate had to blast lawmakers in his opening prayer yesterday on the government shutdown, saying that no gold medals are given for breaking shutdown records. Yeah, you don't get a gold medal for that. But yeah, the unions are not happy. Everybody wants to get back to it. And the Democrats are once again standing in the way. And I guess maybe their polling numbers are so bad, they're like, oh, well, who cares? Nobody's supporting us anyway. Senator Dick Durbin, the number two highest ranked Democrat in the U.S. Senate, recently admitted that the American Federation of Government Employee Union is calling for an end to the government shutdown and that this could impact Democrats.
Hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
At Breitbart report on Monday, American Federation of Government Employees, the AFGE, largest union in the country representing federal employees, called for the passage of a clean continuing resolution, a clean CR, while calling on lawmakers to end the shutdown, precisely what Republicans have continued to call for and pass. And Durbin realizes, yeah, there could be some political fallout from this, but are they going to get back to the table? Are they going to vote? Are they going to pass the CR? Obviously, they should, but will they? Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Shep, you're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to add a new wrinkle to this whole government shutdown thing. I've been listening to several conservative commentators, such as Lisa Haven, Glenn Beck, all of them on YouTube. They have been reposting TikTok videos of people who say that if their food stamps and SNAP benefits are cut off, some of them say they are going to load up their grocery cart and just roll it out of the store, and they dare you to try to stop them. Others have said they will target people as they are coming out of the grocery store, loading groceries into their cars, and they will just do what they have to do to steal their groceries. And they're saying the store is going to say, not our problem, call the police, file a report. Okay, this is what we are facing. I'm not saying that they should, that the Republicans shouldn't stand their ground, but I want to let all the listeners know, hey, be prepared, because these people who have never worked in their life will do anything and everything to keep from working. You have it, they don't, that's not fair, and that's the way they see it.
Yep. Great commentary as usual, Shep.
Well, like you always say, head on a swivel, more than ever.
I was just going to say that, but the other thing I was going to say was, yeah, they're all worried about SNAP recipients, which we should be, but you know what we should be worried about?
Yeah.
Why do we have 40 million people on SNAP? 40 million. That's what people should be outraged about, if anything.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy, huh? 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is definitely a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, brought to you by Florence Recycling.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.